Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kyatholeno with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipiryo inaugurates Samaguting Stadium in Sumukidima. National Girl Child Day is being observed across nation today. Nagaland joins celebration. The District Drug Disposal Committee Dimapur destroys drugs worth over 34 crore rupees. And Central Administrative Works Department affirms commitment to support state's infrastructure development. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipiryo today officially inaugurated the newly constructed Samaguting Stadium in Sumukidima. Mr. Ryo said the stadium is not just a structure, but a symbol of peace, development and progress. Appreciating the efforts of the engineering team and district administration for completing the stadium ahead of schedule, the Chief Minister highlighted the government's ongoing efforts to provide such facilities in all districts across the state. In his address, he also emphasized on the historical background of the name Samaguting.
Many people may ask why and how this stadium is named as Samaguting. We choose the name in consultation with this name, which was notified as British Administrative Center under the Assam province in 1866. But even before that, the Britishers political officer was present from 1846 to 1850.
The Chief Minister urged the citizens to respect the significance of the event and work towards unity and development in the district. He expressed confidence that the stadium will inspire excellence, foster unity and strengthen community bonds. The Samaguting Stadium boasts a standard-sized football ground and track field with a range of modern facilities, including a 1,000-seating capacity gallery and a disability-friendly design. National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today with a focus on raising awareness about the rights, education, health and safety of girls in society. This day serves as a reminder of the importance of treating every girl with respect and ensuring they have equal opportunities to grow, learn and thrive. The theme for National Girl Child Day 2025 is Empowering Girls for a Bright Future. On the occasion of National Girl Child Day today, Chief Minister Nipiryo urged all citizens to celebrate the strength and limitless potential of every girl. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo said, "We must empower, uplift and create a future where every girl has access to her rights and opportunities to thrive, lead and achieve her dreams." Nagaland today joined the nation in observing National Girl Child Day. As part of the celebrations in Wokha, the Social Welfare Department visited Anganwadi centers across the district and took pledges to safeguard and promote the well-being of girls. The celebrations were marked by events such as sweet races and molding competitions. The District Drug Disposal Committee Dimapur destroyed drugs worth more than 34 crore rupees. The narcotics included brown sugar, shorn flour, heroin, crystal meth and opium straw, among several others. They were destroyed at DMC Dumping Ground, Burma Camp, in the presence of Commissioner of Police, District Administration from three districts of Dimapur, Sumukidima and Newland. The Central Administrative Works Department, CAWD, has affirmed its commitment to support the state's infrastructure development. In a press conference today, Assistant Chief Engineer Sungtiba Amer said the state now has 17 Deputy Commissioner headquarters, with Mellary District being the latest addition, which is expected to be inaugurated on February 21. Mr. Amer expressed gratitude to the state government for prioritizing general administration and providing the necessary funding.
We are so grateful to the government of Nagaland, especially the Honorable Chief Minister, for giving utmost importance to the general administration, for giving the CAWD sufficient grants to construct and complete around 30 projects in the span of a little more than 3 years, such as the DC office complex PAC and Mall 2, and the following DC bungalows at Twensang, PAC, Wokha and Kifri.
The CAWD said projects on the line include district courts in Mon and Noklak, DC office complexes in Zuniboto, Tuensang, Noklak, Shamator, Newland, and Seminyu, among others. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Former state chaplain Reverend K. Luro breathed his last this morning at Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research in Tsumukedima. Reverend Luro had served as the state chaplain from 2009 to 2015. He also served as the executive secretary of the Chagasan Baptist Church Council and education secretary of the Nagaland Baptist Church Council, besides various educational roles. The funeral service will be held tomorrow at Chagasan Baptist Church, Minister's Hill, Kohima, at 9 a.m., after which the mortal remains will be taken to Chozuba Town and then to his native Runguzu Nagu village. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has expressed grief on the passing of former state chaplain Reverend K. Luro. Remembering Reverend Luro as a loyal servant of God who was passionate and committed to his calling, Mr. Ryo said the Reverend was an untiring advocate of unity and brotherhood among the Naga communities. His demise is a huge loss for the Naga society in general and the Chagasan community in particular, the Chief Minister said. Mr. Ryo prayed that the good works of Reverend Luro may inspire all those who knew him. The Chief Minister, on behalf of the state government, conveyed deepest condolences to the bereaved family and eternal peace for the departed soul. On account of the 76th Republic Day, Nagaland government has decided to remit the sentences of certain categories of prisoners having criminal jurisdiction in the state and sentenced to rigorous imprisonment. To this, Governor of Nagaland has granted remission of 34 convicted prisoners lodged in the jails of the state. A report.
In celebration of the 76th Republic Day, prisoners sentenced to 10 years and above have been given remission of 30 days, while 20 days remission has been given to prisoners sentenced to 5 years to 10 years, 10 days to prisoners sentenced to 1 year to 5 years, and 5 days remission for prisoners sentenced up to 1 year. The remission order will take effect from January 26. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
As many as 135 drugs manufactured by different pharmaceutical companies were found to be not of standard quality by the Central Drugs Laboratories and State Drugs Testing Laboratories in November 2024. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the identification of drug samples as not of standard quality was done based on failure of the drug sample in one or the other specified quality parameters. It added that the failure is specific to the drug products of the batch tested by the government laboratory and it does not warrant any concerns on the other drug products available in the market. The identification of non-standard and spurious medicine is being carried out on a regular basis in collaboration with state regulators to ensure that these drugs are identified and removed from the market. And President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 76th Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi and English. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. Meanwhile, Nagaland Governor La Ganesan's address on the occasion will be broadcast right after the President's address. In view of the live broadcast of the addresses, the regional news bulletin in Nagamis and English will be broadcast after the messages. To end the news, the headlines here again. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo inaugurates Samaguttin Stadium in Tsumukedima. National Girl Child Day is being observed across nation today. Nagaland joins celebration. District Drug Disposal Committee Dimapur destroys drugs worth over 34 crore rupees. And Central Administrative Works Department affirms commitment to support state's infrastructure development. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.